draw at Pax, but Tamar was not a paladin, though as one who loved and served Gerd to her death, she might well have been. Did anyone else in your household draw it? No, not that I know of. Tamar was proud of it, and no wonder. Little Estrel, our daughter that was killed. She wanted to, but I remember Tamar saying she'd have to grow into it. And even after her death? No, someone took it and cleaned it, when they found them. His voice shook an instant, then steadied. By the time I came north again, she was in the ground, and it was back in its scabbard, lying across her armor for me to see. I hung it on the wall where you found it, Pax, and there it stayed until you took it. I don't think that it would have suffered Veneristramon to mishandle it. No, my lord, I don't think so. Pax sighed. She hardly knew what to do. She could feel the stiffness of the squires, waiting for her to do... what? Tell him? Hand him the sword? What? She looked at his face. It was more peaceful than she'd seen it before. Was that peace a kind of defeat? But no, his eyes still held fire enough, and his hands and voice were firm. Now that she knew, she thought she could see the shape of elven blood, not as much as expected, but there. And for a man of 50, he was remarkably lithe and young. Beside her, Surya stirred, her cloak rustling a little. My lord, she began again, what do you remember of your childhood? The Duke's eyes widened. What? An instant later he had shoved his chair back and was standing, pale of face. You don't... Pax! No! He put a hand to the chair. Color seeped back into his face. I understand. You want to help me. Do something for me, but... My lord, please! Pax forced his attention. Please answer. Nothing good, he said grimly. And you cannot be right in what you surmise. I can't? Pax surprised herself with a tone of her voice. My lord, I ask you to listen and think of this. The elves, when they heard from Eliam Holverick that he had the sword, told him to give it to the prince. And when he replied that he was giving it to you, they said it was well enough. They erred in thinking that Eliam knew the sword and its properties, but they knew that he suspected who you were. Eliam? Now the Duke's face was white. He clung to the chair with both fists. He knew? Eliam? He suspected, my lord, and had no proof, nor any way to find some, and your sister was betrothed, soon to be crowned. He shook his head, breathing hard. I trusted him, Eliam. He said that he did not think your parentage could be proven, or your place restored. Indeed, that's what he thought at the time. He was not sure. He had been too young when it happened, and he dared not ask anyone. Pax had feared his wrath with Eliam more than anything, but he was already nodding his head slowly as she spoke. I can understand. A boy with no background. What could he say? And my memories, so few, so far back, but... He looked at Pax again. Are you sure, Pax? Are you certain it's not your regard for an old commander? My lord, it is not my thought only. I have talked to Eliam Holverick, and to elves of high degree. And why didn't they... The Duke stopped in mid-sentence. His voice changed.